today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today is a special day, and our program is today's special. Today is a very special for the Shia Muslims. Today is the marriage anniversary of two important personalities, Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Lady Fatima, Prophet Muhammad's daughter. Congratulations on this auspicious day. Today, Friday, is the first of Zilhijjah 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Tir 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of July 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations on the marriage anniversary of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, alayhum assalam.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in Eid. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in Eid, for this is the day of Eid.
The Holy Prophet said, if Ali would not have been created, there would have been no one worthy to be Fatima's spouse. The extraordinary virtues of Lady Fatima on one hand, her blood relations with the Prophet on the other hand, caused many of the high-ranking supporters of the Prophet to propose to her, but all heard negative answers. Each time the Prophet would usually answer them, saying her matter is in the hands of her Lord. The strangest case was the proposal of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, a rich man who, by the customs of age of ignorance, looked at everything through materialism. He came to see the Prophet saying, if you will give Fatima to me in marriage, I will make her a dower of 100 camels with loads of precious material from Egypt, along with 10,000 dinars in gold. The Prophet was so displeased with this meaningless proposal and said, you thought that I was a servant of money and wealth, that you are expressing pride in your money and wealth? When Imam Ali went to the Prophet with his marriage proposal, his face was red with shyness. Imam Ali alayhi salam, because of the presence of the Prophet, could not put forth his wish and remained silent. Aware of Imam Ali's intentions, the Prophet said, maybe you have come for marriage proposal of Fatima. He replied, yes, I have come for that very purpose. The Prophet said, Ali, before you, other men had come for proposal. Whenever I informed Fatima of this matter, she would not show her approval. Right now, let me inform her of this conversation. It is true that the marriage was heavenly, but because of the high status of Lady Fatima and to demonstrate the freedom of women in choosing their husbands, it was necessary that the Prophet should not go ahead in this matter without the consent of Lady Fatima. When the Prophet said to Fatima, what is your opinion? Lady Fatima, who was submerged in shyness and modesty, lowered her head, saying nothing and denying nothing. The Prophet then said, God is the greatest. Her silence is the proof of her agreement. Following these events, the marriage contract was concluded by the Holy Prophet, Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Congratulations on this auspicious marriage. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pronounced the wedlock formula. Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha became the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that if there wasn't Imam Ali alayhi salam, there wouldn't have been any personality who would deserve to make the husband of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. And on the other hand, if there hadn't been Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, nobody would deserve to be the wife of the first wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam pronounced the wedlock formula of this very praiseworthy couple, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started praying for them and for the family, and for the wedlock. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha was accompanied to the home of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Imam Ali alayhi salam in this way: "Oh, my dear Ali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it blessed and graceful for you to be married to the daughter of the Prophet. This marriage has been an exemplary marriage in the not only throughout the Islamic religion but also in the whole world, such that this kind of marriage, in this marriage, was endorsed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person and the personality who pronounced its wedlock formula was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for both of them and recommended to each of them, to either of them, to both of them, to respect each other. And in this way, a very exemplary and unique family was made in the history of Islam. Thank you.
Eid Saeed, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Saeed, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. The title of this part is House Affairs. Fatima bint Asad, Imam Ali's mother, lived with the Imam in the same house, so they divided the house affairs between the mother and wife, Fatima bint Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Fatima, the Prophet's daughter, served food for her husband and children. She milled mostly barley in the quern and sometimes wheat. Then she kneaded and baked it. Fatima, she was ascetic and very simple in all sides of her life. She swept and cleaned the house with her bare hands. She wove clothes for her husband and children. The shirt that Imam Ali put on in wars had been woven by her. Imam Ali often helped Fatima in the house affairs. He said, "Once the Messenger of Allah visited us while Fatima was near the cooking pot and I was picking out lentils. He said, 'Oh, Abul Hassan, listen to what I say. And I do not say except from my Lord. Every man who helps his wife in her house, Allah will write for him as much as the hairs on his body, the reward of worship of a year, fasting in the day and worshiping all the night. And Allah will give him like the reward of the patient and the righteous.'" In some sources, it has been mentioned that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family had determined for Fatima the work inside the house and for Imam Ali the work outside the house.
The best marriage, the best example to learn from is the marriage of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra alayhim as-salam. Maybe the most successful marriage of all time. The hadith of Imam Ali, he says after Fatima alayhi salam died, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَغْضَبْتُهَا وَلَا أَكْرَهْتُهَا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ حَتَّى قَبَضَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He says, Wallahi, I never angered Fatima throughout the years that I lived with her. I never angered her. I never forced her to do anything. This is on one side. And on the other side, he says, وَلَا أَغْضَبَتْنِي وَلَا عَصَتْ لِي أَمْرًا. And on the other hand, she never angered me, nor did she ever disrespect me, or she disobeyed me. It was mutual respect. And then he says, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَنظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فَتَنْكَشِفْ عَنِّي الْهُمُومُ وَالْأَحْزَانِ. He says, when I would look at Fatima alayhi salam, if I had any stress, if I had any agony, he says, I would forget all my stress. He says, I would forget all my agony. As soon as I see Fatima, I forget all my problems. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, spend millions of dollars on your wedding. You could never buy that feeling. That when you look at your spouse, you feel that content, you feel that happiness. And it's as if all your stress has gone away, all your problems have disappeared. This can only be bought through iman and taqwa, through faith and through manners. The hadith says that after they got married, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grabbed the hand of Fatima and he placed it in the hand of Imam Ali. And he told Imam Ali, Ya Ali, hadihi wadi'ati. He told her, this is my wadi'a, this is my trust. Take care of my trust, Ya Ali. Akhadha al-imam, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله بيد فاطمة ووضعها في يد علي وقال له يا علي هذه وديعتي عندك فاحفظها يا علي ثم أخذ بيد علي ووضعه في يد فاطمة وقال لفاطمة يا فاطمة هذا علي زوجك فاحترميه واحفظي حقوقه. Rasulullah took the hand of Fatima, he placed it in the hand of Ali, and he told him, Ya Ali, take care of my daughter Fatima. She is my trust in your hands. Do not let anyone bother Fatima alayhi salam. Do not let anyone disrespect Fatima. Do not let anyone do anything that upsets or angers Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. That was so special because today is marriage anniversary of two important personalities in Islam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and Lady Fatima. Thousands of congratulations on this auspicious day and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر